Hello and welcome back to episode 6 of the Stephen Tries podcast. We are joined today by Cameron Green, Max Smith,
hello there,
and Dave Benson for David Rees.
Are you going to gunge us?
What does that mean?
For those of you that, you know, don't watch this on YouTube, basically the first podcast we did without Dave was last week.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll be honest, the previous ones we've done, all the comments are about Dave's laugh and Dave.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried thinking, they're going after Dave's laugh. Yeah. I'm a little bit worried for him, thinking, is he going to get upset about this?
I didn't care about that. I was annoyed because there were no comments about IMAX.
that's probably for the best, mate.
Best, yeah.
Anyway, the first podcast we did without Dave. Bloody hell, Joe. Joe's just fallen down. He's sweating a lot. He's coughing.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Fact, 10 minutes. We'll get the ambulance in 10 minutes.
what we did was...
Binned him off.
Yeah. No, we didn't. We just had Cam because he just quit his job. Thought perfect for the topic. Anyway, did the podcast without Dave. Yeah. All the comments are about Dave still. They're all going, where's Dave? Have you got rid of Dave?
Oh,
what's
man.
This?
Dave.
I do love it. Thank you. Thank you very much to everyone. That's very nice.
Well, no, they're a bit fucking...
it's too much.
Oh, we're going to control the pop. Fuck you are. I'll do it by myself. See how you like that.
I felt like an imposter. I felt like Dave's the bike that you wanted for Christmas. And the fucking trike.
You're the best. He's the fucking bread maker.
Thanks.
And you're the tyre.
I think you've done well, mate. You've done well.
Patronising, isn't it? Yes.
Would have been better if
he's only pretending. He's been having a go at me spot on.
Classic.
So, obvious thing we need to talk about. Coronavirus.
Yes. It's a big topic. Seriously.
It is, yeah.
Too big. People are forgetting about Brexit. That's my issue. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, when are we getting rid of coronavirus so we can bring the conversation back to Brexit? Yeah.
If Brexit would have happened sooner, coronavirus...
We can't be talking about Brexit this early. So is the UK out of the EU.
Hey!
Fucking cut all this joke. Fuck me.
We peaked.
So coronavirus.
Yeah.
Are you worried you've already had it?
Do you know what? No.
I am.
Yeah. You were saying about you woke up in a sweat, weren't you?
The other week I was really ill, and I fell asleep at like 9 PM, and I was...
Wow.
I woke up at midnight. And my girlfriend, not a girlfriend, girlfriend was there, and she went, "You're just pouring with sweat." And I thought, "I've never been with a girl before." And I put it down to me binge watching Line of Duty, and it was getting pretty intense in season 3. So I was waking up in like, you know, wondering what's going to happen to DSR or not and all this. Who's H?
Good question.
I think I might have been ill. Probably not coronavirus. Tom's... Shit, Tom's not here.
Tom's...
the elephant in the room. Don't look at me, man. Tom's not here because he's diagnosed himself with coronavirus this morning. He's got a sore throat.
Sore throat, man.
Isn't a symptom. But, you know... we'll move on without
it. If I know, Tom's famous for hanging around with old age pensioners.
Exactly.
Constantly.
He is one now.
Constantly.
Okay, he is old and vulnerable.
He is. He's coughing
he's
away
pushing,
at home.
He's pushing 30.
Yeah.
He'll be in a coffin soon.
He likes to overdo it, doesn't he? Bless him, Tom. Like when he gets injured. I love you, Tom.
He won't watch this.
He'll be deaf by
he won't be able to hear it over the sound of his intense wheeze.
Tom's the type of person, if he can't piss straight, he won't go into work.
Dave, come check this out.
Bring the mop. This is your mop.
I got some in my mouth. Oh.
Max.
We've all been there.
Oh. I've never done that, no.
Never? You never?
Other liquids out my penis, yeah, but not.
I've never tasted my own piss, but I've tasted someone else.
What's happened to this?
Go round me, mate.
Never have I ever drank my own cum. No, Max, put that down. We need to rein this in. So.
I think Tom's been at that bowl.
coronavirus. What have you been doing to fill your time?
This is perfect for me because like everyone's like, oh, we have to stay indoors and we have to sit in our rooms. Hello.
That is your dream.
My dream is to just sit in a live in an underground cinema and never talk to people ever again.
That is true.
You know, and it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know, yes, people will die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
And that was Vanessa Hutchins.
No, it's
Shrek.
What? Are you what? Fucking kidding?
You said he looks like Shrek. No. You go around Max.
That's where I know you're from.
Oh, Sid from Ice Age. Yeah?
Sid from Ice Age.
Are we playing this?
My own mum calls me that, right? That nickname come about because of my mum. She said, my mates were all round and she was like having a laugh with them. She went, don't you think Dave looks like Sid the Slum? Don't you think, Dave, do that thing with your eye. Fuck off, man. No, sorry, it's because you said... I forgot what you said. Yeah. I've got a new one. I was flicking through the comments because I like to look about myself, and someone said, I've never had this before, but you know the shark's tail, you know shark's
yeah,
tail,
no. Oh,
the
yeah,
sharks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never had that. Yeah, no.
Sorry, I thought IMAX was my segment. Sorry.
I'm still thinking of when you called him Shrek.
No, I weren't calling him Shrek. It's because you said loads of people will die, but that's a whisk I'm willing to take.
A whisk?
You're in Tesco's. There's nothing left.
That's
a whisk and some loot. That's a whisk.
Some harsh security, isn't it?
Get away!
They're taking the whisk. We must have got in there.
The sneaky chef.
Do you reckon we'll go into like a full lockdown soon?
I hope so. I hope it happens whilst we're in this room and we're forced to just make podcasts for the rest of our lives.
Fucking hell.
While the air conditioning's on, topless, sweaty podcasts.
Jesus, that would be horrific. Do you know what I saw? You must have all seen it. The Gal Gadot, what's her name?
Oh my God, yeah. Gal Gadot. Yeah.
All of them singing.
Imagine by John Lennon.
Of all songs, yeah. No. Do you know what I loved? How have you not seen it?
It's imagine like all the people. Imagine the panic. Social distancing.
We've run away.
The celebrities, like, they're all singing one line of Imagine by J.L.
We beat them to that like 5 years ago when we were in that church in Billinge.
Oh, that's just you, yeah.
Come on, Yoko.
They don't have,
to be fair, John Lennon beat them to it about 60 years ago.
That is fair.
Have you seen the Simon Pegg and Nick Frost thing?
I haven't finished mine, Dave.
Sorry. Are you kidding?
Give him a chance.
So anyway, there's a lot of celebrities doing it. And you can tell a few of them are thinking, this is my audition to get a few roles in the future. Yeah. You know, Cats 2 if they make that.
With the Beatles.
Well, I'm not being funny, I don't even like catnip. You can piss off. I thought he's a bloody arrogant git. Why doesn't he just have some cat?
It's like John Lennon's in the room.
Oh, well, yeah. That was...
And he had been shot in.
Fuck off.
That was meant to be Ringo and John, yeah.
Yeah, John.
I got told I had the nose of Ringo.
Really?
Ringo Starr, yeah, I was quite happy with that.
And,
I get called John Legend quite a bit.
It's because you had that fling with Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. That, mate. Smith and Teagues, that's what they're called.
You look more like a young Justin.
Oh, good Shrek, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're not high-fiving me anymore.
I'm worried now, because now you said Tom's sick and you live with him. It's like, I don't want to die. I've got too much to live for.
Where were we?
Glido. Are we going to go into lockdown, proper lockdown?
I hope we don't, because I hate the thought of, you know, being told you can't go out.
Well,
my flat's boring. And the only people that are still working are the fucking builders opposite my flat. 8 a.m. sharp, they're there, banging away.
I reckon it's like, when you don't want to go out, then that makes you want to go out more. And it's like, you know, you ring up your friends, you say, do you want to go out tonight? Mm. And then they don't respond for a bit, you have a couple of hours doing notes, and then you say, oh, I actually do want to go out now. You think, oh, shit. So if they actually said to us now, you can go out again, I think everyone's going to be a bit like, can't be asked.
Oh, Graham Norton's on tonight. Here's a question for you. I was going to save it to the end, but...
I love questions.
Wait.
Graham Norton, would you?
I wish I hadn't gone straight from Graham Norton to this question, but if you had to be locked in quarantine with one celebrity, who would it be?
Max from Stephen Trice.
is delusion one of the coronavirus?
Max from Stephen Trice, me too.
Just that and a shotgun.
Shrek from Stephen Trice.
Oh, shit, mate.
Yeah.
Love that.
He's done it. I thought he was just going to fucking
stick it. Oh, no, the radio mic. No.
Swamp Earls, bitch.
who would it
donkey.
Be?
Donkey.
Just the laugh donkey. Of it.
I don't know. I reckon Jim Carrey.
Oh, that'd be annoying. That'd be well annoying. True. After like 10 minutes, you'd be like, "Shut the fuck up."
You know, I'd probably go for Steve Coogan and just bang out a script.
Yeah, that's good.
Bang something up.
Not Tom Hanks.
Not a wanks.
Not Tom Hanks. Definitely not Tom Hanks. No. Yeah.
Good question. The thing is like after like the initial like, "Whoa, that's a cool celebrity." Then it's just like it's just a person.
You gotta get on with it, though.
Yeah.
I'd probably have Graham Norton.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah?
What a punk song.
Sure.
Just you two, just tops off.
That's it, just two men doing what we do.
Just Pete.
I feel like you, I don't know, I'd want somebody.
That's me and Graham.
I guess somebody that would just stick to themselves and just do their own thing. Because I don't want to entertain somebody for what could be months.
I want a day off from entertaining.
go on. I reckon Lee Evans for me.
Oh, yeah.
Love the man.
Because he's probably quite calm. And then when he's...
It'd just be boring after a while, though, wouldn't it?
Well, anyone would be.
Exactly. Maybe somebody... That's eye candy. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You know what would have been perfect? Vern Troyer.
The little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, he's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Warwick?
That's right.
The rotting corpse of Vern Troyer gone wrong the
room. Oh, man.
You'll go crazy after a few months just talking to him.
Tell me about Goldmember.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's move on to the sketch that will be out by now that we filmed. We've had to keep this on lockdown, ironically. God, how do I do it?
Meta this podcast.
We did a sketch about David Dobrik. If you don't know him, he's a big American YouTuber. So just thought, wangle some views off his name. But then he does like a few bits that we parodied, like he does a bit in a car with a celebrity where he surprises his mates. He's done it with Kylie Jenner and Justin Bieber. So we thought that'd be great to do. So me and Max had a little while trying to get Dave Benson Phillips from Get Your Own Back. He did not want to do it.
Didn't want to say the word fuck.
No, he's busy isolating himself before coronavirus, actually. Anyway.
He's got the P-bone chuck.
Oh, man.
So we got Howard Brown from the Halifax Advert. Who was first choice, if you remember me writing the script.
He was.
We got him. We met him. Me, Khaled, Dave and Max.
Yeah.
We drove to a part of the country where he lives. And we met him there. And he was lovely. Like, instantly, he was
so
warm.
What a legend.
Honestly, I would never have thought that about, like, a high-profile person. He was going to be that...
Do you know what? I want to be locked in a room with Howard.
I'll take mine back, not Liam.
He's a very good talker.
He's got a story.
Yeah.
I bet he could choreograph some sick dances for, like, TikTok if you were that way inclined.
Oh, no. he used to have some moves back in the day.
He's bloody well tall. He's tall.
Full-on hench.
I'm thinking...
He's probably massive from having to carry Halifax for you. Love you, Howie.
We do clap a lot.
I'm thinking me, Howard, just slinging tent, just slinging content.
Oh, right.
Me doing TikToks.
In millets.
Get out.
Yeah, what a bloke.
He was great, yeah. And he was... Because we take the piss out of... Obviously compared him to like Kylie Jenner, Justin Bieber, he got it straight away. You know, he doesn't have the ego of a Benson Phillips. And he was really good. And then after it, he was like, oh, do you want to come in the pub for a bit? And
we had a pint with him. It was sick, talking about the boxing. Didn't he? Went to the boxing.
Oh, yeah, because he's tight with Eddie Hearn.
Eddie Hearn
asked him for a photo.
Yeah.
That's how big of a fan Eddie is with him, mate.
That's unbelievable.
It's Howard, mate. HB.
HB. Thing is as well, I bet Howard could be a good scrapper as well.
Oh, mate, if you let him.
He's a lover, not a fan.
Oh, no,
mate.
Of course, but he could be. If it came down to it.
I don't think Howard wants to go there in his head, you know.
Well, exactly, because he's scared that he will do damage to people.
Unleashes the beast. Hey, sir!
The whole journey up there, I was going, if he don't have the glasses, it's going to really, like, ruin my mood. Showed up, the glasses were on.
Yeah.
The leading circle was, like, poking out.
It's like he needs them to see.
Honestly, I love them glasses, and I love you, Howard.
He was dressed in his suit.
Yeah, he was.
Good. He looked good.
And we asked for a photo at the end, didn't we? He was like, can we get a photo of you? And then he asked us for a photo.
He's a king.
He went, I fucking love Ice Agent Shrek.
Just clock that. Say donkey, go on.
Donkey!
But then once we'd done that, we also had to do a little stunt for the video involving a firework and
we originally went to go to a park, didn't we?
Because I thought we'll go far away. We'll go to Heaton Park. It's massive. It goes for miles and miles.
Yeah.
We get to the top of the hill, find a good spot, and at that point, I only think, oh, is this legal? Google it. It's not.
That's the thing that we're breaking rules here.
Yeah. After we just walked up this really muddy hill.
Oh,
brand new shoes on.
These two went up to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And me and Max were at the bottom thinking, do they want us to go up? Do we have to go up? It's a big, bloody, muddy hill.
Yeah.
And then at the top, Steve goes, come on.
Yeah. Oh, when hey, boy.
And we get up there, it's like,
The timing was brilliant.
The fucking government putting
us.
Then
the ice cream man pissed off.
Oh, that
was
annoying.
Fuming, mate. So we went to your friend's back garden.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And it's not the first back garden. Jake's made it. We'll stop.
Hey, always me.
And because I'm considerate and I'm a good friend and boss, I bought a Roman candle because I thought they just go, and they've got quite a long stick, steady, and then it'll be far away from Max's crotch because basically if you're listening, Max had his legs wide open,
akimbo,
and we place the firework in between, light it in the top, and then the firework shoots out.
Yeah.
I bought two. I should have bought more. One was a tester, worked fine.
Yeah.
Then Max was okay to do it. And then I bought some rockets as well for the bang.
Ugh,
but we're in this quite, like, is it...
It's
terraced houses. Yeah. So all dead close together.
Think of Coronation Street.
Yeah. Very true. So we let off the first rocket. It's really loud. I mean, the Roman candles were loud, but then the rocket goes off. It's a big bang.
It's a rocket, yeah.
And then we set off another one.
Do you want to fight?
I thought it was a fuck off with the noise.
It was a woman who was like a couple of houses down, some cojones on her. He went, do you want a fucking fight?
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Do you want a fucking fight?
I thought she went, fuck off with the noise.
No, he was offering us out.
Oh.
I was going, oh dear, I could do without this. I've literally done my hair. I don't want that messed up. Terminator over here.
Fucking move. I'll show the fucking Rocky move.
Isa. Erwin, we need you.
Where are you, Max? She's going down.
Bring your glasses.
It's whiskey business.
Someone's getting battered.
she
was fuming.
Yeah, she scared us off.
We
were done with that. Still got two rockets left though.
There was a time when we could have shut down Milaki for someone's old street. We found Dave's garden. And there was like, oh,
gardens.
Yeah, it's his hole. It's cobble.
Yeah.
But, what'd you say?
Cobble.
They said cobble.
Only for Big Jake.
Stay tuned.
Oh, come on.
So yeah, that video's gone down amazingly, hasn't it?
Oh man,
40 million views.
Yep.
Well, 5 million views in the first hour.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about.
And we're just gonna get claimed by Halifax, you know.
I reckon so.
Oh, fuck you, Dave. Because what I've done is I've put in a little 3 second clip of Howard in the advert,
singing, yeah.
And then I've got the singing at the end, yeah. But I've sped it up so they might not cut. Oh.
If I know Halifax, and he thinks I do, they're gonna come after you.
Don't worry, I bank with them, so...
I will be changing my bank if they do that.
Oh, yeah. Same.
They will lose the cousin.
I'm with Lloyds.
Yeah. The banks are available. but yeah, might hit a million by the time... Possibly.
I said it.
Can't jinx
Dave,
it.
Dave called it out.
You deserve it, though.
You don't, yeah, mate.
I said by the end of March, or during March, you're going to reach a mil, and he's 10,000 off with 10 days.
What else are you going to do? Might as well just watch YouTube.
But we can't celebrate hitting a million.
You could.
Indoors, in quarantine.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I've actually been thinking of video ideas for in quarantine.
Yes.
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Quarantine Age Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. God.
Crime fighting, but obviously they can't really go outside, so they just sort of lean out the window going, hey, hey, stop it.
Stop it.
Call the police, report it. It's going to be... It's going to be really good.
Making sure people stay in quarantine.
Yeah, yeah. Quarantina Turner.
Quarantina Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Artist. I've just realised we've got Stephen Lies.
Oh.
But we've prepared this with Tom, who is dead. R.I.P.
Tom.
This video is in dedication to me hitting a million subscribers. If it doesn't happen, that's going to be fucking...
I personally will never piss straight again in memory of Tom.
We've got Stephen Lies. However, it's pretty much a straight shootout between me and Max.
Okay.
But, Cam, if you want to join in.
Yeah, no, I'll...
So it's health. So Cam's going to go last.
Okay.
Max, do you want to go first?
You go first, because I can't remember mine.
Okay. So, you know how it goes. Stephen Lies.
I'll
give you one line. Yeah.
Well, mine's obviously going to be a lie. Should we not come?
It could be true.
Oh, okay, right. So okay.
Do you want to wait outside?
No, mate. No. You just decide whether
there'll definitely be
true
one lie.
Not,
okay. So, on holiday, I broke both my wrists.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Can you just say, was mine the trousers thing? Put your head down, cover your ears. Oh, of course, yeah. Hey, Dave. I once had a colonic that went extremely wrong.
What's a colonic?
It's when they shove water up your ass.
We could. You got a bottle there? Do you want to?
Yeah.
It's a demonstration.
It's plugged in.
Yep.
Oh, I actually squirted some out.
Of the bottle.
I was once around my auntie Nen's house and me and my sister were having an argument and my sister kicked me in the balls. She kicked me in the balls so hard that they started to really hurt and my mum was like, right, we'll have to take you to hospital. They took me to hospital and told me that I got kicked in the balls so hard that they went... Just went around, yeah. So while I'm in the hospital, a load of doctors keep coming in and keep saying to me, right, can I have a look at you? So I go, oh yeah, go on, have a look at that. And they go, and you know, this before standard. So, and this just keeps happening. Other doctors keep coming in. I'm getting so many doctors. They must just go around to the lounge and say, I'll come and look at watermelon bollocks over here. So eventually, when they start coming in, I just get so used to doing it. I'm just going, oh, bloody hell here, have a look at this. So someone comes through and I go like, oh, Christ, poor old guy. Look, and it's a nurse who's thrown two slices of toast and an orange juice all over the place because she just walked in on this, something like 12-year-old kid, just going, hey! And she was fifth as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And, are we clapping the looks of the nurse?
No, I'm clapping. Oh, what are we clapping? I'm just... Oh, no.
Right, go on, Dave. I mean, you don't really need to interrogate.
No, he just gave it all in one. Might be true,
might be not.
So,
broke both your wrists. Whereabouts on holiday were you?
I was in... I should have done this in the holiday podcast.
I was like, why wasn't this brought up then?
I can't think of a reason why I wouldn't have said it. I was in holiday in the UK.
Okay.
In well, that hurt. in Centre Parcs.
Right. And how did you do it?
I'd had a Red Bull and I was just waving at people. No, I was riding a bike to go paintballing because we did that. And on the way, I was going down a hill really quick, you know, with these thighs, no option. and this kid just, I was going down the hill. I think he was in front of me going downhill, and he just stopped. And it was either applied to the back end, but instinct was to just grab both handlebars. And obviously, if you grab the front one, you're going flying. Yeah. So I went over the top and landed like that.
Did you hit him? So was it like he was there and it just went...
No.
Why did you fall through the air like,
I was going downhill so fast. Stop. And then to protect my head, I landed like that. Well, you just stick your arms out and then obviously they crush under the impact.
Oh, that is heavy, though. Yeah. That's nasty.
What
are
you saying, heavy?
Wow.
Don't clap that.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but my wrist.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, mine does that.
No. Like apparently, if you break your wrist, they don't click anymore.
That's what I heard.
Bastard, yeah.
Okay. I think I've got enough out of yours now. It's believable so far. Go on, man.
I wasn't on holiday.
You wasn't.
I was.
But the doctors were.
Oh, this is our right treat. It's like potholing. So I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
Young, dumb, full of...
the water.
And basically I'd swallowed a pin, like a drawing pin. And one of
what
the ways... instead of
we don't
cut. Basically, instead of doing like invasive surgery, an easy way to get stuff out of your stomach is to just pump water up and pull it all out.
Okay.
So they did that once and they got the pin out, but there was a bit of blood, so they had to do it again because obviously, you know.
Yeah, did the pin scrape across the bum out?
Little bit. No, like on the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah,
have
so
you
they
ever
had
like a pinner in your bum before?
Don't tell them.
It's not a pinner.
Oh, we have fun.
What's happened? Why did you swallow a pin?
I was young, dumb, and full of
15?
15's young? He's younger than 27.
True. No, he's got you there. He's bringing facts to the table.
You do the math. So they had to do it again, so they put the water up.
What's 15 in ogre years?
I look like Sid.
Ogres have layers.
Ogres do have layers.
I was eating something, it was stuck to the bottom. You know me.
Yeah,
I'm just a hungry boy.
Business, to be fair.
Yeah. And so basically, they pumped all the water up and they couldn't get it out again. So they're like, we'll to send you home and it will come out eventually. Just sit on the
just
toilet.
Why wouldn't it come out?
My sphincter was so tight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Was it the hardest poo you've ever had to do?
Well, no, because it actually came out on the car ride home.
Oh. When he tried to get out of the car.
Yeah. And it was like a flood.
Oh,
Jesus.
Poo or blood?
Just both. Water. Just everything. Oh, water. Man. Pooey, bloody water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And,
That's what comes out the taps in London, to be fair. It's for our London listeners there. Oh,
bit of satire.
So, why did your sister kick you in the balls then?
You know what? I think it's because I wanted to watch Benidorm on the telly, or what was out then.
Don't blame
them. Pushing Daisies used to be on, and she used to like watching Pushing Daisies.
She was kicking plums, not pushing. Yeah,
kicking daisies. I think I just wanted to watch Benidorm.
And then she just.
In fact, we used to watch Benidorm in the front room and we sat in the back room. It would have been the IT crowd.
Oh,
that was on at the same time.
And how old did you say you was?
I must have been 14. Maybe 12 to 14, because it's
all over.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to get too thing, but the family member whose house we were at sadly passed away when I was about 13. So it must have been 12.
Yeah. Nice.
Sorry to bring down the mood.
This is dedicated to them and Thomas Cooney.
She was funny, my auntie then, though. She used to have a budgie that would swear. Because she used to swear all the time. The budgie went, Pesha! Pesha!
Auntie Nan.
Her name was Ellen Nelly, and we called her Nen. Because me Nan, when she was a kid, couldn't say Ellen. She went, Nen.
So she named her Ellen, but couldn't say the name.
She couldn't call her Auntie Ellen, but she could manage to say Nen Nen. Well, we're all from Prescott. I'm the only person from there that can actually speak English. It all comes off eventually.
So, because I don't know about cams, I reckon you can detect at least one lie.
I reckon
yours is a straight up lie.
What? Okay. You know me?
And then I don't know. Just say true or lie for each person. Just saying lie.
Lie.
True.
Cam,
it was true.
It was a lie.
True. Fuck! Wow! Oh, you done me right.
Get out.
You're kidding.
Get out. Not having that in
here. One little cough and you get out.
Off.
Screw you.
Off.
Get away.
Scumbag.
Back to your swamp.
Ah, here we go. Our special guest.
Hello. We are
now joined by a Corona expert, if that's
yes,
right.
Yes, in
are
a
you,
way.
Are you the wrong guy?
Yes, I spoke to your producer earlier and I said, yes, it's me, the wrong guy. Yes, that's
so,
me.
So, you're a Corona expert.
Well, I think in this day and age, we all are, aren't we?
Yes,
very funny. But yes. Ask me any questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
Are you worried about the spread of the coronavirus?
Oh, well, I've had my ups and downs about it. I've got a good friend, Barry Tremor, and he's a bit sick at the moment.
Oh, dear.
He's got the coughs, he's got the wheezes, and he was in a car accident last week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I think, at the moment, I think he'll push through.
Okay. Your throat sounds a little bit raspy yourself, though.
Well, yes, because I need a bit of water. Can I borrow this one?
Yeah,
it's belonged to the fat... looked a bit like Shrek, didn't he? Yes, very funny. We're all having a good laugh.
What else do you think about it?
Oh, he smelt like piss and vinegar. Fuck you. Sid the Sloth over here. Yes, I know that movie. My young son, he's a big fan.
So, sir, it's a privilege to have you down here.
Yes, I've had to book time off my very busy schedule to be here.
So... In your field, are your fellow workers panicked?
Well, yes, I work in the field quite a lot. I get my hands very dirty. Very dirty. I'm in the...
Should have gloves on.
I would have thought.
Are you having a fucking laugh?
Sorry.
Man likes to feel where he's working with. Man likes to get his hand in the muck.
Well, you're the expert. Nice.
Exactly. I do scrub afterwards. I've got a big bottle of Dettol bleach.
Lovely.
Yeah. Have you had to come into contact with anyone that has the virus?
Yes. Well, I spoke about my friend, Barry Tremor,
yes.
Who was in a horrific car accident. And he's got a bit of a flu, yes, a bit of a flu.
What's your advice to Barry?
To Barry himself?
Or just to people that
stop fucking my wife, Barry! That's my advice for that... stop fingering Barbara when I'm in the field working hard.
Do we ever have any guests that haven't had a friend suffer a horrific car accident?
I'm not sure. So, if people have the virus,
yes.
What is your advice to them?
Stay home, stay indoors, stay safe, don't go into the streets.
Right.
But if you don't have the virus, party away. I've got a good friend who works in a club, a lovely club. They sell Walker's crisps and Gordon's gin and Schweppes tonic. I can name all of it if you want me to.
Are you Dr. Ronald Guy?
Who? No. What? I'm Peter Piper. I pick strawberries in my field.
But you said you were wrong guy.
Yes, I'm the wrong guy. You called me up asking for a coronavirus expert, and I said, I'm the wrong guy. I'm Peter Piper. I pick strawberries in a field and sell them. You want strawberries? I've got strawberries to sell.
Fuck off. Fuck off, Peter.
Fuck you! Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Can I have Barbara's phone number?
Fuck you!
Oh, here he is.
Best ride so far. Best ride so far.
I'm all right.
I thought you was...
Peter Piper there.
Yeah, sorry.
He was an arsehole.
Oh no, I left because I had the cough. I got it checked out by some coronavirus expert that was outside. So.
What did he say?
He said you're safe, don't touch my wife. Yeah.
Now it's time for my favourite part of the show. It's Put It to the Max.
Ooh.
That's it for the film.
Hi Max, I'm four fingers deep in Barbara.
No idea.
That's multitasking.
Okay, here we go. It is... It's the Max. Without Thomas Cooney, but I've printed it off anyway.
Still in his voice.
Hello to Stephen, Max, Tom, and Dave/Big Jake, depending on who is present. Sincere apologies if it happens to be anyone less important.
Wow.
You can take that.
No, thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That's
nice. Put Big
thank
Jake.
Yeah. Capitalise the B and the J, though.
Oh.
My name is Mary. I don't really care about anonymity. I'm 17 going on 70. Well, that won't stand in a court of law.
And also a terrible time to turn 70. Yeah.
And I'm from the dump known as Oldham. Still better than Rochdale, though, so I can't complain.
Okay.
Yeah, greater Manchester banter there.
Yeah.
Basically, my issue is that I use humour, not hummus.
I use hummus.
Well, I shouldn't have laughed at that point. To cope with my major depressive disorder. My friend and her family think I am hilarious, and I've always used humour and good one-liners to make others smile. Did I write this? But when I'm at home, I'm crushed by self-doubt and worthlessness. Being naturally funny geezers, looking at you, Stephen and Max.
Oh, hello. Did you see Peter?
I was wondering if you have...
I'm only funny when I'm in hot pants.
I was wondering if you have any advice about this, as I get the impression you have the experience of using humour to cope with depressing episodes. What, like Mrs. Brown's boys? Have a good one. Sorry, it's quite long. Never apologise for that, Mary.
First time for everything.
So, using humour to cover up your own sadness. Have you ever done it?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
All the time. I'm constantly depressed.
Don't know what.
No, I do understand it, obviously. Yeah. I think when you use humour, it's sort of
an escape?
Yeah, yeah. It's the people with the biggest smiles hide the biggest
what
frowns.
What is it? Laughter of a...
Virgin?
No. That was the original channel name. Tears of a Clown.
Tears of
the
a Clown.
That's the phrase
I'm looking for. Is it Smokey Robinson? No one else listens to Motown 50 apart from me.
My dad will love that reference. So basically, I think I used to do it when I was... weirdly, when I was 6, I wanted to become a comedian. That was when my parents divorced. Coincidence? Probably not. Or maybe I said I wanted to be a comedian. And then went,
what the fuck have we done?
I'm not having a part of this.
What have we created?
I think I've done it. But then, I don't know, you get to a point in life where you address your problems, I guess. You have to have that part where you can talk normally. You have to be able to have people that you can speak to just as yourself, not having to play up.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And you'll be able to express yourself better. No. But being funny, that you know, that's...
See,
it's better to be funny than boring.
I want to explore the hummus angle. I want to know what she's doing with hummus that's making people laugh.
Okay.
Because I think...
17.
And you do know it's me, Miss Reena.
Oh!
It was a humour. I thought you said hummus.
Right.
Right, guys, I think we're going to end it there. It's a shorter one today, but we're doing two. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed it. Stay safe, stay indoors. We've had Cameron Green, Max Smith, David Rees,
Stephen Tries.
Look after yourselves and... God, I hope our listeners do look after themselves because, you know, it could be worth a bit of money if they
don't take whisks.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Bye. Yeah, yeah.